It's been almost a week since the bridge was closed due to a 2-foot sag caused by a failed support pier. At first, it was a perfect storm of backed up traffic as semi-trucks and commuters poured through downtown. That's according to city traffic engineer David Hansen. 40,000 vehicles crossed over the Leo Frigo Bridge each day, but Hansen says not nearly all of those cars and trucks are using city detours. In the days since the closure, he says many semi-drivers have gotten word to stick to highways 172 and 41.
The word's getting out to the companies, even out of state, that if they're traveling through here to stay up on the freeway system, which I think we're starting to see a drop in that type of truck traffic.
Hansen says some stoplights in town have been retimed, and police will manually control the lights when things get congested. He says many drivers are avoiding official detour routes, but they're not flooding residential streets.
No, surprisingly, you know, I thought I would be getting a lot of phone calls and complaints about that, and quite honestly, no. I mean, I think that what's happening, you are probably seeing some distribution of traffic on other routes, but I think that they are of the arterial street.
This weekend is the first home Packer game since the bridge closed. Hansen doesn't expect too many problems, but says people coming from the south may experience heavier traffic than normal on highways 172 and 41. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.